The Catholic Church in England and Wales, meanwhile, has taken a dramatic new step in its approach to handling abuse by appointing a prominent Muslim lawyer to chair its safeguarding standards agency. Nazir Afzal is a former Chief Crown Prosecutor for Northwest England and is perhaps best known for prosecuting the Rochdale sex trafficking gang. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Ed.
You will, of course, be aware that the Catholic Church was very heavily criticised by the Independent Inquiry into Child Sex Abuse, and Cardinal Nicholls, the Archbishop of Westminster, in particular, was singled out for criticism. You presumably talked to him about all that.
I have, absolutely. I've read the ICSA report. The review that led to the creation of this particular role was set up before the report found that basically the Catholic Church had substantial failings in the way victims were dealt with. And so I'm hopeful that we can learn from what ICSA have told us.
And you are satisfied by what you heard from the Cardinal?
Absolutely. What I've heard from the Cardinal is a clear commitment to make these new arrangements work. They're independent of the Church. The board that I have with me are people who have enormous experience in this area, and that, I hope, will give confidence to victims and survivors.
Well, we asked one survivor of abuse in the Catholic Church for her reaction to your appointment. She didn't want to be identified by name, but she has given evidence to the ICSA investigation into the Catholic Church as witness A711.
I don't underestimate the task, you know, that lies ahead for him and for the new board. I mean, there's still no mandatory reporting in this country, and that's a challenge in itself. And I think another challenge is that it remains to be seen if the bishops of England and Wales really do have the will to allow change to happen. The bishops have talked about changing what has gone wrong in the past, but there are still many survivors out there who are being treated in an appalling way in the present. And I think the challenge will be that he has the freedom and the resources and the support to make the changes that are desperately needed.
Could you deal firstly with the first of her points, that there is not in this country in law mandatory reporting in this area?
Yes, absolutely. I've called for that. What I've been told, I mean, obviously I don't have in and out of what's happening with the church, but the church apparently, the church policy is for mandatory reporting. Now, whether that's happening is something that obviously we'll be exploring over the weeks and months ahead. But Ed, I've been a strong supporter of mandatory reporting. I think it works. I think the government should bring it in. They have brought it in for some other areas of harmful practices, such as female genital mutilation. So why can't they do that for child sexual abuse and sexual abuse more generally? I'm very much in favour of it.
But in terms of your work, the key question that it raises is whether you will get the information you need. I mean, you can be as determined as you want to be about how you go about exercising your powers, but if you don't know what's going on, that's no good.
No, I agree with you entirely, and that's one of the things that this board will do, which previous iterations haven't done. Previous iterations have been advisory. We are a regulator, so our job is to go and audit all the dioceses to make sure that they are following processes, to encourage people to come forward rather than simply expect it to happen, and also to prevent from this type of thing from happening in the future. So I think we have a very different set of responsibilities to those that previous agencies or boards may have had. And I agree entirely with what she says, that it has to be commitment at the top. And I've only had assurances, and I hope that those assurances will bear fruit in the weeks ahead.
But what can you do? I mean, if you suspect that a particular diocese, for example, has not changed in its culture and is being less than frank, what can you do?
Right. Well, I've met with the Cardinal. We have a lead archbishop. We have lead bishops. If I escalate, it's simple as that. If our board or the agency discovers that there are some significant issues that need addressing, I'll escalate them within the church. I will make sure that the church responds and ensure that, you know, and again, one of the things we will do, which we haven't done previously, is publish our outcomes. The public will know what's going on, and that level of transparency should bring about the change that we want.
And how have you found so far the Catholic Church as an institution to deal with? I mean, you come from a very different background and world yourself.
Absolutely. I've been, I think, pleasantly surprised. I've seen people with real commitment to the, in this area. And, you know, as I said earlier on, and what you meant when you had that little piece from the victim, I want victims and survivors to be the centre of everything. They want victims and survivors to be the centre of everything. And so I wouldn't have taken on this role, Ed, if I wasn't convinced that these reforms presented a significant change in the way things will be carried out in the future. And, you know, I don't bring my faith to this. I bring my experience and 3 decades of experience.
And finally, what about the Vatican? What do you make of the changes there?
Do you know, if I was cited on them, Ed, I'd be able to share them with you.
Okay.
You know, my responsibilities are England and Wales, and we'll see. The more I learn over the weeks and months ahead, the more I'll be able to talk to you. And one thing I want to do is to talk to the media more frequently, the public more frequently, about what's happening. So hopefully, ask me again in three or four months.
We very much look forward to having you back, Nazir Afzal. Thanks very much indeed for joining us.